Surat Abasa. This is the 80th chapter of the glorious Quran. This is an early Meccan surah and is connected with an incident which reflects the highest honor on the Prophet's sincerity in the revelations that were vouchsafed to him, even if they seemed to reprove him for some natural and human zeal that led him to a false step in his mission according to his own high standards. He was once deeply and earnestly engaged in trying to explain the Holy Quran to pagan Quraysh leaders when he was interrupted by a blind man, one who was also poor, so that no one took any notice of him. He wanted to learn the Quran. The Holy Prophet naturally disliked the interruption. Perhaps the poor man's feelings were hurt, but he whose gentle heart ever sympathized with the poor and the afflicted, God knew light from above, and without the least hesitation, published this revelation, which forms part of the sacred scripture of Islam, as described in verses 13 to 16. And the Prophet always, afterwards, held the man in high honor. The incident was only a passing incident, but after explaining the eternal principles of revelation, this surah recapitulates the mercies of Allah to man and the consequences of a good or a wicked life here, as seen in the world to come in the hereafter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
Abasa wa tawalla.
The Prophet frowned and turned away.
An ja'ahu al-a'ma.
But what could tell thee but that perchance he might grow in purity?
وَمَا يُدَرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى.
But what could tell thee but that perchance he might grow in purity?
أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى.
Or that he might receive admonition and the reminder might profit him.
أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى.
As to one who regards himself as self-sufficient.
فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى.
To him dost thou attend.
وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى.
Though it is no blame to thee if he grow not in purity.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى.
But as to him who came to thee striving earnestly.
وَهُوَ يَخْشَى.
And with fear in his heart.
فَأَنْتَ عَنْهُ
تَلَهَّى. Of him was thou unmindful.
كَلَّا إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةٌ.
By no means should it be so, for it is indeed a message of remembrance.
فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَهُ.
Therefore let whose will keep it in remembrance.
في صحف مكرمة.
Therefore, let whose will keep it in remembrance.
مرفوعة مطهرة.
It is in books held greatly in honor.
بأيدي سفرة.
Exalted in dignity, kept pure and holy.
كرام بررة.
Written by the hands of scribes.
قتل الإنسان ما أكفره.
Woe to man, what had made him reject Allah?
من أي شيء خلقه.
From what stuff hath he created him?
من نطفة خلقه فقدره.
From a sperm drop he had created him and then molded him in due proportion.
ثم السبيل يسره.
Then doth he make his path smooth for him.
ثم أماته فأقبره.
Then he causeth him to die and putteth him in his grave.
ثم إذا شاء أنشره.
Then when it is his will, he will raise him up again.
كلا لما يقض ما أمره.
By no means that he fulfilled what Allah hath commanded him.
فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه.
then let man look at his food and how we provide it. For that we pour forth water in abundance. And we split the earth in fragments. And produce therein grain. And grapes and a fresh vegetation. And olives and dates. And enclosed gardens dense with lofty trees. And fruits and fodder. A provision for you and your cattle.
فإذا جاءت الصاخة.
At length, when there comes the deafening noise.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه.
That day shall a man flee from his own brother.
وأمه وأبيه.
And from his mother and his father.
وصاحبته وبنيه.
And from his wife and his children.
لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه.
Each one of them that day would have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to the others.
وجوه يومئذ مسفرة.
Some faces that day will be beaming.
ضاحكة مستبشرة.
Laughing and rejoicing.
ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة.
And other faces that day will be dust stained.
ترهقها قترة.
Darkness will cover them.
أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة.
Such will be the rejecters of Allah, the doers of iniquity.